theoretically possible.
Why waste time?
But it doesn't make any sense.
Discovery Houston, press to ATO.
3, 2, 1.
Hello, everybody, and Quinn. How are you, Quinn?
Good. How are you, my love?
I'm very good. How is everything going on in your brain? I feel like it's going a million miles per hour. Mine is as well.
Always. Really appreciate this time we've had to be able to just let our minds go. You know, sometimes we are really not wanting our brains to just go off, but this is kind of the time as things are winding down, we're able to kind of, we tend to do this.
Yeah.
Where as things wind down for other people, we start really ramping up and like, what's going on next? You know, well, kind of looking for what's next.
Right. It is super interesting. I mean, this is what we consider winter break. And during this time, a lot of people take a little break, but we kind of view it as, let's take advantage of the cards we've been dealt. And yeah. You know what? There's a lot of silver lining in it, and let's create. Let's take advantage of this free time to create whatever we're feeling, swing for the fences, and hope for a home run.
Exactly. Just really trying to take a step back and seeing where it is that we're going, where is that where we really want to go, and if not, then let's take a look at other things going on.
It's all about that progress forward.
Exactly.
And I feel like we're working hard on taking large steps forward.
Yeah. So today we are actually we're going to talk about a topic that is a little bit different, but I think that you'll start connecting and we'll be connecting it with you too.
Yes.
Back to some other episodes that we've talked about relating to probably innovation and creativity more so than anything else. But
definitely.
John showed me this really interesting video. So it was a masterclass about music done by Pharrell Williams.
Yeah, he was the guest masterclass. And he entered a classroom, a studio classroom for new musicians. And he listened to 4 different artists who are all students at NYU.
Yeah.
And it was pretty amazing, to say the least. I mean, he's a cool guy. Pharrell Williams. Yeah. Go ahead.
Pharrell Williams, at this point, he's an amazing producer, songwriter, musician, all of those things.
You've heard his songs. His most popular one is probably Happy.
Happy. Yeah, exactly. But he's done a lot of really great stuff with Daft Punk. Some of my favorite stuff of his has been in collaboration with Daft Punk. And he's really kind of been the one dude to kind of cross different genres of music constantly and to really seek that out.
He's primarily a producer. Yeah. So it was kind of cool to see him, you know, in front of the camera and really talking about how his brain works when he's listening to new music and what he thinks, you know, the vision needs to be moving forward.
Right. For that artist.
Right. And so he listened. Well, first off, the link is in the description.
Yes.
If you want to watch it, it's an amazing YouTube video. There's a few, but we'll just send the one that we were really, really connected with. And he has this student come up and she's very nonchalant. She's very like very chill. And she goes on there and she's a little nervous and discusses her background. She's from a rural part of the country, really liked folk music, and then did a study abroad in France. And during her first few years of college, she didn't really do too much musical creation. She didn't write music. She didn't create much. And then after her study abroad in France, she kind of got interconnected with the dance music.
Yeah.
And that kind of beat. And so she came back. And she kind of blended everything that she's experienced with folk music and, you know, she plays the banjo and then mixed that with her vibe of this like dance.
European dance music, the
background drums and so on. And she made this song. I think it's called like Alaska.
It's called Alaska, yeah. But when she plays it for Pharrell for the first time, it's not titled. It's just kind of raw and
she even says it still needs probably like a few extra hours of engineering the song itself and editing. But she says it's good enough for this moment. And she just sits there and all of a sudden, you know, the teacher plays the song and you just watch Pharrell and he's trying to like, I don't even know how to describe it, but it was such a cool moment. She's trying to be like, you know, confident and like not look at Pharrell. He's trying not to give away too much of how he's feeling, but at the same time, he's like really like slowly like getting really impressed with it, and his reaction is like amazing. It's like so like holy crap. This is one of those holy crap moments that I'm experiencing right now. And you listen to the song and he just like starts clapping. He's like, that was amazing. And all of a sudden, he's praising how it's all about, in a weird way I interpret it as like, there's no edits for you. You're 100% authentically yourself. And he gave a metaphor of like, it's like Wu-Tang Clan. There was like no edits you can give the Wu-Tang Clan when they came out. They're a rap group. It's simply you either love them or you hate them, but there's no in between. And because you're so, I think he said, singularly focused.
Yeah.
That's what I love about it. And at the end, he's like, what's your name again? And he asked for a name. And it was it Margie?
It's
Maggie Rogers. Maggie Rogers. And she's like, Maggie. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, that was so cool to see that authentic moment, that exciting moment of when you're getting your opportunity and it's like kind of coming together.
Yeah.
I was just like very impressed and motivated. And I was like, honey, you got to check this out.
Yeah.
And it made us think.
I'm really glad that you did. I think one of the things that Jonathan and I both love more than anything else is that moment of wow, that's something special.
Right.
And the beginnings of that, where you're just trying to create something. You don't really know if anyone's going to actually take to it or not.
But, right.
One of the big things that he said to her that really resonated with me is like what you were saying earlier is basically you are unique. Like that you can't, the reason why with the Wu-Tang Clan, you either hated them or you loved them. But the one thing you couldn't say is they sounded like anyone else.
Right.
You know, and that was his feedback to her too, was you sound unlike anything I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so hard to do. And if you really think about what that feedback is truly like, that is very close to the 0-to-1 innovation, right? So you're not saying, oh, I want to be like Daft Punk or Pharrell Williams or Justin Timberlake or whatever. And then you create music and it sounds like them and people can get that, you know, it's easier for people to categorize in that respect.
Yeah.
But to be a 0-to-1, just kind of game changer in the, in the industry of music, you have to really be seeking. That's what he says. He says you have to be seeking out not only where you came from and all the things that made you who you are, but you're trying to seek out. So you going to France all of a sudden completely changed your whole world.
Right.
And she said, yeah, when I came back, it was like, I was just seeping. It was, I just couldn't stop creating music.
Right.
And that was her inspiration. That was the opportunity, recognition, connection of, wow, you know, this music is unlike anything I've ever heard, because I'm from rural Maryland, basically playing on the banjo and first started with classical music, you know, and playing the harp. You know, this is a very unique, rare individual in general. These are not instruments that many kids grow up playing. She didn't have a musical family either. No. So she was kind of in her own world in general, continuing to play. And her voice is amazing.
Yeah.
But she's the singer. She's a songwriter. And so she actually makes the whole song as well.
Yeah.
The lyrics, everything. And so I think what, you know, what you and I both really got out of it is that moment of wow, that is different. You know, it's so easy to continue doing something like, okay, let's take something else like a podcast, right?
Right. Sure.
Let's take a podcast. Let's start making a podcast. Oh, well, what's the one that, what kind of podcast do you listen to the most?
What's most popular right now?
Oh, well, Joe Rogan, you know, or like, oh, all these other interview podcasts. I'll just start a podcast and I'll be a great interviewer and I'll learn and, you know, I'll bring people on and whatever. Okay, that's cool. But what is the one unique thing though about you? I feel like that is, it's way easier to do something like what has already been done.
Yeah. Or what is being done currently.
Yeah. And there's the argument also to be made of like, what is actually original? Nothing's actually original.
Yeah.
But I think
a new mousetrap.
Right. But when you hear something like that for the very first time, you do realize that there is still originality out there. And the only way that there is originality out there is when someone continues to just be themselves, their weird selves, you know, whatever background and experience they came from, and they're intentionally seeking out something else to bring into their own unique world, right?
Yeah.
And in some weird way, they blend it together and it becomes something that they didn't even know they were capable of, but it doesn't sound, look like anything else really out there. And then comes the copying after, because it works, right? Mm-hmm. But I think there's something fascinating that we're all really intrigued by.
Absolutely.
When you see or you taste or you smell or you listen, you know, our senses are a huge part of it. When you, there's a visceral reaction that we both love about that video clip too with Pharrell. He's just, he can't even contain himself. Like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
What I'm listening to right now, this is, you know, some white girl from the middle of nowhere in Maryland here, like playing his folky dance music, not Pharrell's genre at all, but he can appreciate and just be in awe of it.
Yeah.
Because it blows him away.
Well, I think like a big part of it, her success is that she didn't try to not only be like others, but she just made the music that she enjoyed. What was
it was authentic.
Her representation of what she was trying to get out of her brain onto the paper, into, you know, the studio. And she has an incredible talent, but it was fully hers. And I do think that there is that important factor of, though your fans or your supporters, they make your career, but you can't go into the creative process thinking I'm going to make this for them as much as you just got to create what feels best to you.
Yeah.
And maybe it's like those fans that connect with what I'm doing, those are the ones that I will, you know, that will grow from there.
Right.
But it's not as much of like, let me look at the spectrum of, you know, who do I want to be targeting? Let me go after their type of genre. No, you got to be yourself, create it. And then those who, you know, really connect with it, help them find you and make something special out of it.
Yeah.
It's deep.
It's deep. I love the concept of fusion though, that Pharrell brings up also. Yeah. Is he says his career was really founded on his insatiable desire to consistently fuse genres together.
Yeah.
Things that don't seem like they should come together.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he wanted
to
do.
He embraces
that. And you could hear that in her sound too. And that's, I think, what he really hooked on to was it's not only super genuine, authentic to who this individual is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like her fingerprint is on it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But
he said that he could hear her prior history,
her story
in everything.
Yeah.
Like from the music, the beat, to her lyrics. Like he felt he got to know her from that song.
Exactly. And those were the only two pieces of information that that she really gave him too.
It was limited.
I'm from rural Maryland. I played the banjo and I studied abroad in France and I was inspired by the dance music, especially the drum beats, and boom, listen to my music. And he just got it. It was telling the story of her without her having to really say anything.
Right.
Right. And so I think one of the reasons why we want to really bring this up is just, this is a really interesting, fascinating aspect of creativity that I think is more difficult than most people give it credit for.
Right.
To truly be just yourself, using the experiences, the knowledge and everything that you have, and having the confidence to continue to be yourself, but then also seeking out other inputs of data, right? We talk about this all the time in entrepreneurship and opportunity recognition.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're really looking into the entrepreneurial mindset, it's very similar to the creative mindset.
Yeah.
And when you're talking about opportunity recognition, it's just really gathering more data points to really feed into you, into what your thoughts and
connect those data points.
And to connect those data points. And when you travel abroad, for example, like she did in France, you know, she was really kind of a raw piece of clay. She moved to New York to go to NYU.
Mm-hmm.
That was her first time in a city living there. And then going to France was her first time international.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, taking in those inspirations and just like, it's like, you just can't get enough. Right. Mm-hmm. And then fusing those together to create something that no one's really ever heard before. I think that's really, it's not only admirable and inspiring, but it's really difficult to do. Mainly because you do have to stick with who you really are still also. So,
well, is that difficult? That's an interesting thought. You know, like, is it difficult to be yourself?
I think it is. I And this is just me being completely honest.
This is what I want to hear, yeah.
I think that it is difficult to be yourself because people, when you say, hey, I just started creating a podcast. Oh, really? What's it like? Well, John and I have conversations.
It's true.
Okay, so what is it like? There, people want something to compare it to, right? Like, is it true. Like Serial, or is it like Crime Junkie, or is it like Joe Rogan? Or no, it's nothing like that. I think that happens a lot of the times with like creatives, like musicians and artists, you know, painters and whatnot, who are trying to really find their own voice.
Yeah,
and
they're trying to be placed in a box, like essentially categorized.
Yeah. Exactly. And you and I have talked about this too, in terms of when people say, oh, well, what are you going to do with your PhD degree?
Well, yeah.
Anything I want. Yeah, like, you know, like right. You don't have to say I'm going to be a 10-year professor, you know, but that's basically what they're expecting.
Say, right.
Yeah. So, you know, I think
that's really interesting.
Yeah. I just think that it is more difficult in this world, and especially more so in a time like now where people are really probably more insecure about themselves than ever before.
Mm. So you think a lot of those questions are based in insecurity? I think
sometimes it depends on, it depends on the situation. It depends on the person. But I think, you know, we've even had a whole podcast about how to get around that question of like, what do you do,
right.
You know, and to make it a little bit more interesting. But I think when it comes to you as an individual, when you're in the beginning stages of trying to create something, it's difficult for people to really stick behind you.
Yeah.
Right.
Because, especially if it's hard for you to explain it, which it makes sense as why it could be, especially in that initial phase, then it's really hard for someone else to understand it and, you know, be able to explain it to others.
Yeah.
And that's a disconnect, but that comes with time, perhaps.
Well, and also, I think what's interesting too is when you're creating something, one of the first questions that I've observed with people is they say, how are you going to make money from that?
Yeah, it's like, well, which makes sense. I can't put it down.
Obviously, But obviously, we understand why. But for the most part, if you're going into creating something for the intention of creating it to make a bunch of money, you know, except for in the case of building a business, right? I think you go into business knowing that you fundamentally have to be making money in order for it to survive.
You have to figure out.
Yeah. But when you're creating something and you're trying to create something that's new and novel, that is unique to something that anyone else has ever heard or seen or tasted before, you have to go out on a limb and know that you're going to be alone out there for a little bit.
Right.
That not everyone's going to understand it. Not everyone's going to get it at first. Because, you know, it takes time. True creativity takes a lot of time. I mean, she's really young, but that song took a long time for her to put together, right? It took years in the making of her background and then going to France. And you never know when inspiration is going to strike.
No.
And I think in this pandemic time, it's been really awesome to hear about stories from people who are saying, I feel like this has been a transformational time for me to really reflect on who I am and what I want to do.
Yeah. Talk about a silver lining of COVID.
Yeah. For real. Yeah,
that definitely is a big, big game changer.
Yeah. But of course, in the end, you do have to make money.
It has to make money. But it does go back to the motive. You know, why are you doing it? And I think that this whole, you know, conversation of Pharrell with, Maggie.
Rogers.
I always want to call her Margie. Maggie is, it's all about the reason that you're doing it. And why is she doing that? It's because it's authentically herself. It's what she connects with. It's her way of expressing her thoughts in a format that allows others to connect with.
Yeah.
And that is the key. The money aspect, you know, I've told you many times, or you know, I did my study on entrepreneurial motives. I found in my little tiny study that there's a negative effect on having, making money as your primary motive as to why you're doing it. And so I'm all about really dig deeper than that. You know, I think the best way to dig deeper is just ask, why do you want the money? What's the purpose of the money?
Yeah.
You know, go that route and then you're going to dig deeper. Yes. Making money's an understandable thing. I mean, we all need money. You can't just make something that's a draining pipe, but you got to have sustainability, but start at that root core of who are you, what is it you want to do and why, you know, get to that purpose, that value.
Yeah, exactly. I your dissertation study actually was really interesting, I thought, because, well, yeah, I mean, it what the negative effect of your motive being financial. So if you're basically, just to lay it out in layman's terms, like,
right,
why are you starting a company, right? Mm-hmm. Why are you going to go into the pursuit of entrepreneurship and starting a new venture?
Mm-hmm.
If the motive was initially and continues to be for money.
Yeah. Primarily
financial.
Yeah.
Then that does have a negative effect on firm performance.
Yeah. Firm performance, which, yeah, it was through, in the most plain terms possible, is if you were primarily motivated by money, even if you attained your goal, it didn't have that much of an effect on your overall happiness.
That's
or your sense of pride.
Yeah.
And that ended up having a negative effect on the firm performance, the
that
business itself. There's a lot more research that can be done in that.
Of
but
course.
I think that it really, supports this whole discussion about why we really connected with what he was, it was really Pharrell who really described it towards the end. And he was like, every single person in this audience, you can have this type of moment. Everyone's capable of doing it, but it really comes down to digging deep within oneself and making sure you're authentically yourself and putting out what is within your brain to share with the world, the core of that. And I don't know what this podcast is at all. Sometimes I question it all the time, in all honesty. But at the same time, I feel like this is our brain and this is our way of letting our brain out there to share with those who connect with it. And I'm looking forward to watching it evolve and see where it goes. But I think everyone should try to find some outlet, some way that's best them, putting it out there. Sometimes it is difficult and sometimes it is a lot of luck. Like if you think about her journey, she stopped making music when she entered college. After going to France, she decided to get back into it. Then she's doing it in this classroom. Then there's this once in a freaking lifetime opportunity of Pharrell Williams coming in to give people feedback on their music. She gets picked. I mean, there must have been so many students who were like, please pick me.
Yeah.
She gets picked. She sits there. He's already listened to three others and he is blown away. And from there, I mean, you can trace her career now, because this video was, 3 years old or something like that?
Yeah, it was done in 2016.
So at that point, it all happened when at the end he was like, what's your name? And she goes, Maggie, and they shake hands and he goes, Maggie. And I'm like, that's the moment where he just signed her.
Yeah,
he just signed her right there. She didn't know it. He didn't say it. But at that point, they took her off to the races. She was on the Today Show. She did the Tonight Show. She does all the biggest concerts.
Yeah.
And though I haven't heard of her because, I don't know, that's probably not my main type of genre. And I don't even know how this all came to be. Like, it was just randomly on my YouTube feed.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it random?
Yeah.
But anyways, I'm so impressed with her journey, the story. And it does emphasize, you just got to keep playing the game. You got to swing for the fences. You got to get your brain, what makes you unique and special, out there.
Yeah.
And even if it ends up that you're striking out, you know what? You're going to learn from that. Just keep on learning, keep on growing, keep on actively seeking, and hope for the best. Because I believe that something's going to freaking happen, whether it's us, whether it's one of our listeners. The odds are in your favor, but you got to play the game.
Yeah, I would say for sure, 100%. Take John's advice, what he just said, because the truth is, a lot of life is about timing, and you just don't really ever know. I mean, who knows if we would today know who Maggie Rogers is,
right,
if that hadn't happened. I do feel like that maybe we would, but I don't know.
Yeah,
that was a very lucky, it was an amazing stroke of luck for her.
Mm-hmm.
But she was also ready for it. She was prepared for it because she was just doing her. She was being real to who she really actually was and experimenting too. I mean, really, she didn't know if that was actually going to be her and what she does for forever, but she certainly
she
had a moment of
out there.
Inspiration. She put it out there. And I would just say, really, I know that it's really difficult, and I'm needing to take my own advice a lot of times too.
Right.
But stay true to who you are. Keep on doing something unique. If you're doing something different, because I mean, you should be doing something different. We talk about the copycat problem right now. People are always, I mean, they see something go viral on TikTok and they try to, piggyback off of it.
Right.
There are so many things right now it's just too easy to copy. The one thing that we want more than anything else is something that's different, creative,
yeah.
uniquely who you are, that has your fingerprint on it. And
yeah.
if you need inspiration, you know, go out and seek, and don't be afraid to blend that and experiment with that in what you're doing. And yeah, of course I question what we're doing with this yeah. podcast all
I
the mean, time.
I
but
was going to say, yeah, it's sometimes scary. It's one thing to be yourself, but it's another thing to put yourself out there as yourself. I mean, that's like the most delicate yeah. part, because if what you're putting out there is 100% yourself and it just isn't connecting with other people or that specific person,
yeah.
that's where, you know, it kind of hits to the core of who you are. And it's mm-hmm. like, I can't change who I am, you yeah. know, and it's like,
but you shouldn't, though. I think that right. the truth is you don't change who you are. You just continue to acquire more inspiration and keep experimenting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, the truth is who knows what her music would sound like if she had never gone to France.
Right.
Right. So continue to seek out new inspiration, I would say, to bring into your repertoire of, I mean, we talk about random stuff on here. We are constantly reading books. We are constantly consuming different types of information from all yeah. different genres and industries and research fields and whatnot. And it all kind of comes together in one conversation here or there, right? And yep. that's our creativity in that exact moment. And we're just documenting yeah. it, right? Mm-hmm. The truth is, I mean, we're not even doing anything to market this in any way, shape, or
like
form.
Zero.
We're letting, but it's amazing how much it is growing, and it's reaching places that I did not expect it to reach.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep on going with this. Yeah. And
I wonder if we do need to put more marketing. I mean, I'm just questioning so much now. I mean, I'm so inspired by that whole thing. I'm just like ready to like take on the world.
You know, I think that there's something really interesting about not marketing something. I think that it's
I like where you're going with this. Go for it.
Everyone does it, man. Yeah. I know the formula. I know exactly what we would do.
Yeah, the
I know exactly
formula.
What I would
yeah.
advise someone else to do as yeah. a company
as
or
a professor.
An individual. Yeah, like I know exactly how to quantify the amount of ad spend you should maybe put on there. I would know how to do the viral, the organic, like yeah. everything. But I do think that there's something really fascinating about something just getting picked up word of mouth.
Yeah.
That, like, how else would I have known about this unless someone told me, right?
Right.
Like,
wonder if there's a gray area, you know, where it's not, I feel like everyone's going so hard, but what if yeah. you're just like embracing the word of mouth methodology or something?
It could be that. It
we're
could,
getting, de- we're getting well, a little could, off topic.
Well, no, I don't think it's off topic, because I yeah. think partly like the most amazing things that have happened to us in our life on our journey, you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
With Life Out of the Box, they happen randomly. Like it wasn't something there were a lot of things that we did to drum up, you know, like interviews on podcasts, you know, different press and like guest blogging and doing all of these things
right.
we were constantly posting on social media and stuff like that back then. But the most amazing experiences that you and I had that mm-hmm. were game changing
yeah.
happened in the moment when we were in person.
Right.
And it was only after the fact that people then went and looked at what we were creating or
right.
something like that. But it was in the moment, met you, you're something special. What are you doing? You're doing that. That's interesting. Wow. I think that the most difficult thing to do in this day and age is be patient, but to continue to put out good work.
Yeah.
That good work will be seen.
Mm-hmm.
It will be found.
Yeah.
Because not everyone is putting out really good work.
Mm.
But I don't know. There's just something there. There's
you're getting
there's
good. I'm
there's something
this.
There about anti-marketing.
Mm. And anti-marketing.
We've talked about it with
discussion.
Yeah. We've talked about Danny Duncan.
Yeah.
He's a YouTuber, a young YouTuber who's super he's funny, he's hilarious,
yeah,
but he's
different.
He's very different. But He has been starting, I mean, for a while now, it's been, you know what, if you get offended, just unsubscribe. I just don't even want to deal with you.
Yeah.
Like,
I have too many subscribers.
I have too many subscribers.
Unsubscribe
we need to
if you're
weed
offended.
This out.
Yeah.
Honestly,
anti-marketing.
I'm not trying to go viral and have people who I don't know give me unsolicited opinions about some of my creative work in its infant stage. Right now, it's
yeah.
in an infant stage.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure where this is going to go.
Bye-bye.
But we're going to keep on working very hard
yeah.
to put out the best content that we can and have the greatest conversations we possibly can.
Yeah.
And, you know,
just have our deep conversations that we would normally have, but
I know.
Sharing them with others. It's so
well,
weird.
I mean, one of the greatest greatest ways that someone's described it is our friend Ashley, who we, she was one of our interns in Oklahoma State. And she said, you know, I love listening to your podcast because I just feel like, you know, we're getting that same incubator time at Oklahoma State. It's like those random conversations that we would have with coffee when we just needed a break. It just like, feel like I'm listening to that conversation.
Right.
And like that, I mean, it is who we are. We're not trying to be anything that we're not. And some people, we can't, the truth is whenever you're creating something, you can't please everyone.
Right.
And I think that, you know,
maybe that's the whole motto of this whole episode.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Just be yourself. Be original. Be original. Be yourself and keep working hard to put yourself out there in whatever way you feel comfortable. But just don't give up the authenticity.
I love that. Let's end on that one. That's something that we want you guys to carry on. We appreciate you all listening. That was pretty cool how that conversation evolved and developed into that. I really enjoyed that.
Who would have thought?
I hope they all enjoyed it too. We'll talk to you all later.
Have a great day.
Talk to you later.
Bye.